Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's get into the entertainment page. It is driven by BMW Fairfax.
That's right. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. We had lunch together. She's delightful. Check them out, all their vehicles, at BMWOfFairfax.com. All right, Valdez, see if you can get... Let's do this hit or hurt thing.
That cough's hurting.
Sorry. See if we can do this hit or hurt thing. Should I say who it is, or should we have the boys just guess first?
Blind.
We need to guess.
We do a blind.
I think if you know the artist, it taints it.
We need the blind taste test.
All right, so we got a new hit or hurt thing.
You know the artist, right?
I'm aware of the artist. I'm not sure that I know which songs this person
sings.
I'd
be able to name the artist, Valdez.
Maybe.
Is there any chance I can name this artist?
50-50?
It's a toss-up?
Yes.
Okay.
50-50. I mean, it's a famous artist, but it... Yeah.
Okay.
Oh boy. You said your phone was broken, just forgot to charge it. Whole outfit you're wearing, God, I hope it's ironic. Did you just say you're finished? Didn't know we started. It's all just so familiar, baby. What do you call it? Stupid.
All right, it's enough.
I'm in on hurting. Not my cup of tea.
Does it mean
no.
That's not the question.
Sabrina Carpenter?
Yeah, Sabrina Carpenter. You got it. It's not do you like it or not.
It'll be a hit. I mean, it's catchy.
I think it sounds catchy. It wouldn't be something I would dial
but
up.
Catchy.
So apparently, this is
she has
new
a new
release.
CD coming out in August.
She's got
I
a new
saw the
CD
cover
coming
is controversial.
Out. I guess she's super popular right now. And I guess a lot of her songs are about sex. Is that what everybody's freaking out about? Is that the theme of a lot of her songs?
She at least does that in her concerts.
She's very suggestive,
yeah.
Like
I mean,
sexual
I don't know if
stuff.
All of her songs are about it, but there's an undertone, and she's a sexual woman. And especially in her concerts, she does like a new position every concert.
Mm. Which is wild.
Titillating.
Right? Isn't that wild?
It's... Look, it's working for her.
I mean,
right? I mean,
like graphic position. Like, it's one thing to do like a sexual dance. It's another thing to be like on all fours or something.
When she did her concert in Paris, she did the Eiffel Tower.
It's apropos. They say that the cover
that is, but there's a lot of people that do know it.
If you know, you know.
The cover of her new album.
Ball knower.
has her kneeling on the ground being dragged by her hair.
Right. I could see Cakes and Amy with some of those shenanigans.
In San Diego.
Yeah, I could see it. San Diego coming up in a couple weeks.
Hey, you never know what happens behind closed doors.
Is that equal a half?
Maybe that's why Cakes is bald.
Yeah. A lot of hair pulling.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
If you had to, hey, Drab, if you had to bet on one of the junks that has used like handcuffs or something like that, you know, stuff that you and Sarah do, which junks?
Flame. I mean, we saw the sex swing. He can deny it. We saw it with our own eyes.
The sex swing.
So, yeah. So JP's the one seed. Who's the two seed?
I think Cakes is probably
two.
Yeah. Cakes is a bit, you know, told what to do.
So but I don't. But
well,
I mean,
maybe Amy's like stuffing balls into his mouth or something. She's a bit of a dominatrix.
Could be.
Yeah. Cakes wants
to please. I would bet against it. I would bet against that.
What? He's never going to tell her no.
I know, but I don't think she's into it. I could see Cakes, though, having some sort of perverted idea. I don't think I don't think Amy would. Nah. I think Amy's. Maybe I got a bad read.
Haven't you ever heard of a lady in the streets freaking the sheets?
Yeah.
Hey,
there's a
mum's the word.
Hey,
there.
There's a 1%.
Listening to the conversation.
Yeah. Hey, there's a 1% chance Amy and Cakes do the three letter word thing.
The three letter word thing.
Oh, I got it. It's also. I don't want to be obvious. I think I know it.
I don't know. If you can
think
say
of
it.
This. Think of this.
All right, hold on, JP.
I'm giving you a clue. Here's your clue.
That's my clue. I don't even know what that clue. I mean, I know what that symbol is,
you,
but
I'm not
tracking. I don't know what that entails.
Is this the?
Oh,
that's the only three.
Show that to Valdez. Is that what you're talking about?
It's on the
camera. Don't put the camera on, Jim.
That's very graphic.
Is that what you were thinking about?
No, but there's a 2% chance.
Oh, more likely?
That. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I can neither confirm nor deny.
That's actually a good clue by JP. I gotta give him credit. That's a good clue.
And I'll say that might.
What's another three letter? Now I'm. I can't Valdez, track Valdez's
lost
three letters.
Me with his three letters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Egging.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I can roundly deny
if there's anybody that's into that, it's that guy. The guy that's not here.
That could be projection.
It's also not. It's just no person for a long time.
Man, this EP is taking quite a radical turn.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
Right.
Or did we go on record for?
Huh?
Is it hit around the room? Hit.
Oh, I'm hurting.
Oh, it's a hit. It'll be.
I think
a hit.
It's a hit. It's not my.
What's the name of the song? It was like
Man Child.
I'll never put that on my Spotify playlist, but. Yeah, I could see that being a hit. She's just cranking out hits. They sound like all the others. Right? Don't you agree? Kind of feel like it.
And for the record, never have had a sex swing. It's a TRX. Do you know what TRX is? It's a
those bands
fitness equipment.
With all the bands.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And Tony kids. Horton. Yeah. I'm married to a trainer.
Right. You want, but you definitely want it out there that it's not a sex swing.
If I had one, I'd use it. I've never had one.
You're not ashamed if you had one.
Yeah.
You're just
I've had kid swings and a TRX.
Yeah, but we heard stories about a very high-profile athlete who definitely had one. Definitely had
JP
one.
JP has a P69X.
Portis have one?
I mean, I'm not going to mention the person's name, but I mean, it was pretty well documented.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Basically, he had like a sex dungeon.
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah, okay, but you'd have to...
A lot of names have been said on the show.
You'd have to remind me.
Trust me, there's a lot of people that can comb through it and figure it out.
Right.
Joey Chestnut, I know you guys are huge. I'm not into the the big eating bit. I guess he's in talks to do the July 4th hot dog contest again. What, did he bail on that for a couple years because of
I think he was out last year, maybe?
Yeah. He did something separate.
He went to like a different... like.
He did an
eating contest.
He took on Kobayashi on Netflix.
Yeah.
Right
that's
after.
Right, that's right.
Did he destroy him?
I'm sorry. It's
unfortunately,
it's an impressive feat. It's too hard to watch. It's just so gross with all the wet buns and the hot dogs going into his mouth. It's just gross.
Right.
It's like watching Bickle eat just a big block of cheddar cheese during the show. Tilts me whenever he does it.
Does it?
And he does it like twice a week.
You hate cold cheese so much.
It's so gross. I don't understand the attraction of it. But look, I'm in the minority. Yeah. A lot of people love cheese.
I love cheese.
But eating a hunk of it right out of a wrapper, it makes me want to jump out this window every time I see it.
What about when I get, like, occasionally I'll get the hard-boiled eggs over there?
I'm fine with hard-boiled eggs.
You're fine with that? The smell of a hard-boiled egg?
There's nothing about a gross? Hard-boiled egg that turns me off.
Mm, okay. Someone else's hard-boiled eggs turn me off.
Got it.
But I don't mind it myself.
Mm.
Kind of like your kid's duty.
Sure.
You love your own kid's duty? Because, oh, look at that beautiful duty he made.
I've never done that ever.
Yeah. When they were babies and they're infants?
Never. You have much more of a duty fetish than anybody in this room.
I would look at it and I would go, oh, man, he probably feels great now. And I clean it up.
Now, here's what I would do. I'd open up the diaper and be like, ugh, this is gross. And then I'd put it in the diaper genie.
Yep.
And
then
I would throw out a big boa constrictor of dirty diapers when it was full.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long time ago.
Valdez, you have to admit, this may have gotten her kicked off OnlyFans, but this is a great bit. Bonnie Blue. Did you read this story that you gave me? Bonnie Blue. Okay, well, it just says the headline. Bonnie Blue has, she's most famous for allegedly sleeping with 1,000 guys in one night. And they figured it out. It was like 10 seconds each guy, right? Just knock it out.
Boom, she's boom, gross. Boom, 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 boom. We can all agree. She is gross.
Gross. 100% agree. She decided that she was going to do a bit where she had a petting zoo. And she was going to be in like a glass box.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there were holes in it. And she was going to allow people to walk by. And you could do whatever you wanted to her. You could put your hands in there. And you could do whatever you wanted. Now listen. It's a horrific bit. But it's a funny concept, right?
Is she getting rich off of this?
Well, not anymore. They just kicked her off OnlyFans. Oh, now, she claims...
They kicked off OnlyFans.
Now, OnlyFans is kind of referencing a much smaller number, which I probably more likely believe. She claims she was making close to $700,000 a month on OnlyFans. They're saying she was making tens of thousands. That's a pretty big difference.
Mm-hmm.
But she was making some reasonable money, right? For just being, let's be honest, a slut on OnlyFans.
I think that she would not argue with you on that one.
Argue with you. But that, Valdez, good creativity there. I like whoever her producer is behind the scenes. We should send her producer a dollar. That's a good bit. More details on, do you want to play some of the audio here from the Diddy, Valdez?
No, we can. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Dry made me laugh.
What did Dry say?
Trying to brainstorm a petting zoo for the judges.
No, he did a sex for Sam joke.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to stay away from that.
Yeah, those don't go over very well.
I don't know. Valdez has more.
Yeah, audio. We should play it.
It's almost impossible for me to keep up with the latest on the Diddy case. He's, of course, you guys know he's been charged with racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking. The case is going on and on and on. They're into the fifth week now. And now they're saying...
And it's still the prosecution.
Yes. I think that girl who's going by the name of Jane, his most previous relationship, she's the one still testifying, correct?
Right. This voicemail was released into evidence. And this is Diddy, I guess, leaving a message to Jane.
Okay.
Hey, baby, we had a great time. Stay in the light. It's all good. Get your rest. You are the crack pipe. That's my new name for you, crack pipe. Or should I call you CP? But I want you to stay in the light. You know what I'm saying? We had a very, very good time together. Like so much fun. Now go rest up, get in your bag. Mwah. You know what I'm saying? Got your contract. Find a nice little spot. Put your mind at ease. And, I had a great time. And I really, really want you to get some rest. I ain't know about you throwing up and all that. That's when I was like, hold up a second. All right, get some rest, baby. Love.
Wow. So, again, these girls.
What a weirdo.
He's a weirdo. Not only Jane.
I wonder if he's ever done crack. from calling her a crack pipe.
I think all of these girls that testified said that during their rendezvous and their freak-offs or whatever, they would vomit. They would get, you know, like UTIs. So they would even get STDs. They did not want to do this, but they were in this sort of hypnotic relationship with him for whatever reason, and he would convince them to do it.
Here's audio of Cakes and Amy in San Diego.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever...
Please keep that on the replay.
I don't think I could ever approach Diddy levels of creepy.
You don't think?
Yeah, I don't think that could happen.
Hey, what are the chances you'll bring baby oil on this trip?
Zero.
Oh, zero?
Zero. Okay. Not a baby oil guy.
All right, I'm just checking. You guys are making fun of me yesterday, just like any other day, a day that ends in Y.
Hey, Benita.
Because I didn't have a big file on the Beach Boys. I've heard all the classic songs, of course, but it's not a band that I love or anything. I don't have a big file on Spaceballs. I'm sorry.
Oh, and I like guess, me some Spaceballs.
I guess Spaceballs 2 is coming back.
Yeah.
And nope. Rick Moranis, I probably wouldn't have guessed that he was the star of Spaceballs.
Well, he was one of the stars.
When did it come out?
Oh, like it came out in the 80s.
I think 87.
Mel Brooks, by the way, plays Yogurt instead of Yoda. That's brilliant. He's going to be 100 years old when it comes out. He's 98 today. Wow. It's coming out in 2027.
He looked pretty good in the video.
Dude, for 98,
video.
He's killing
it. Amazing, right?
Good for him.
Can you explain to me? I'm sorry. Again, I don't. So Spaceballs is a spoof on something?
It's a spoof on Star Wars.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what?
I don't know.
Three words. Not for you.
No, I mean,
instead of
I wouldn't get any of the references.
What do they say?
Right?
What do they say instead of "May the Force be with you"?
Shorts.
I was trying to see. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
May the shorts be with you. Why do they say that?
It's a Jewish
it's
joke.
It's a spoof. Yes.
No, I know, but I don't understand the Jewish connotation.
May the Schwartz is a Jewish
name. Sounds like
I thought you said shorts, like our shorts that used to work here.
Oh, May the Schwartz
no, like
be
Schwartzy.
With you.
Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't be.
Yeah, you wouldn't
this.
Get into it. It's not for you.
Not for me.
Yeah, it's
not
just definitely me. Not for
Did
you.
Did you like Airplane?
Airplane was pretty funny. Yeah,
Airplane. I mean, are you talking about a movie that came out like 1982?
I'm just wondering. Did you like anything that Leslie Nielsen put out?
Yeah, like Naked
I'm not
Gun.
Sure
Naked
I, Gun. I'm not sure I saw any of those.
I'm gonna guess you didn't.
I mean, you think I went to the theater in 1982 to go see?
You probably didn't.
Airplane?
Probably not. There like was a little something called video recorders, VCRs, where you could rent tapes back in the day.
Yeah.
Is there any chance the new Naked Gun is funny?
Well, I saw the promo for it, and the promo made me laugh in the movie theater.
All right, you guys can mock me. Is it super obvious? Like, is the Naked Gun a spoof on a particular movie like Star Wars?
I think Naked Gun is a spoof on like detective shows and detective movies.
Detective shows
from back
in
the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Didn't know. No file. I've seen a couple of the classic clips.
Everybody has their likes and their dislikes. With Leslie
Nielsen or whatever his name is in the cockpit.
Yeah.
But that's it. I got nothing else for you.
Can you name the NBA Hall of Famer that was also a pilot in the cockpit with Leslie Nielsen? One of the greatest players of all time.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, look at that.
Because I've seen a slight file. But I have nothing else beyond that. Was he a pilot?
He was one of the pilots, yeah. World's tallest pilot.
Yeah. So somewhere, I saw it somewhere.
Good. I'm shocked.
Yeah, thank you. I shocked you today.
You did.
I also entertained you.
Yes, correct.
All right, let's take a break. Remember, we got Greg Doyle joining us at 9 o'clock from the Indy Star. Talk about the NBA Finals. The Pacers have surprised everyone in the basketball world, taking a 2-1 series lead in the NBA Finals. Also, Kevin McCarthy on the movies at 9:45. Don't go anywhere.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.